Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We love the fact that when we can put up some content and the audience really, like, responds.
Yes.
That gives us a good clue to being on to something, because maybe we educating you about something that you didn't know about, or maybe it's just something you've seen you want to delve into. All right? And we have a guest on the line right now who is the proprietor and, I guess, creator of the Wine and Rubs brand, and it's on Instagram. If you're looking for it, it's at Wine and Rubs, and we want to welcome Mr. Augustine on the phone right now. How you doing this morning?
Hey, wonderful morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We are doing great. Now, let me tell you, you probably have everybody talking about you in one way or another in the Bay Area right now.
Yes.
That's good. I'm excited.
Now, you know, tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing this, because it came across virally, like it was trending, mm-hmm. and that's when I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, is this real? And of course, sharing it with the audience, a lot of people were saying, yo, that's something that I would love, but I'm married. I don't think I could take part in that. Now, do you hear those responses a lot?
Yes, 100%. Okay, so before I answer that question, I want to start by first extending my warm regards and saying thank you for inviting me on your show. Wine and Rubs as a brand, everybody on the team is very excited to be able to not only be on your platform, but to also be able to have your support. You know, I'm very excited to start this conversation. Okay.
Oh man, well, we appreciate it. No problem.
Yes, perfect. So, in terms of where, yes, I do get this response. I get different responses from different people in terms of men and women, you know. But however, in terms of my beginning, it was very humble. I started in Haiti when I was like, actually, believe it or not, I was about 12 to 14 years old. That's where I started everything, massaging people. However, to be honest, at that time, I did not know what I was doing. I didn't know any muscle. I didn't even know what the name of it was called, you know. It was just a way to survive, you know. I would massage somebody, in return, they would give me some food. They would give me some water, because nobody had money to give anybody at that time, and nobody had money to give a 12 to 14 year old money at that time, you know. So I used to do it for my friends, family, for different people. And the more I did this, the more I became connected to different people's energy. And there were sometimes, every time I tell that story, I can remember sometimes where it felt like I was remembering some kind of history through my hands. You know, and I felt like I've done it before. I felt like it was in my family before, even though I've never really done it before.
So when you were doing this at an early age, you were feeling that this was something that you were called to do.
Yes, 100%. And not knowing what I was doing, you know, my only job was to figure out what felt good to people, because there was no knowledge behind it. There was no education. There was no nothing. So the only thing I had to become good at in these years is what felt good. And then when I came to the U.S., that's when I applied the education with it. And then now you get an experience that's more than just the massage.
Okay, so the massage was the feeling good part of it, but your education now has brought some benefits to it.
Yes.
Now, there's Mr. Augustine, there's some people who are commenting saying that, listen, you can basically call it what you want to call it, but you're making out with these ladies. Now, what? Now, of course, you present it with the music, you got the good lighting, you shoot it well. Now, that's more marketing of it, or is there actually a real benefit that we can discuss?
Yes. So there's a lot of benefits of it. But before we get a little bit deeper into that, I want to tell you a little bit about the process before anybody gets on the table, you know, because nobody just boom, pop up and be like, I want to get a massage. Yeah, it doesn't happen. You don't get a massage in a day you walk in. No, there's a process to everything that we do. We have our lawyers, we have our team, we have our papers. One, there's a 30-minute consultation that you have to do with me where I tell you every step of the experience. So you don't just walk up and not knowing what's going to happen. You know everything that's going to happen every step of the way. And then you get to ask me any questions that you have. That's before anything else, right?
Okay.
And then the next thing is there's a one-hour consultation everybody has to go through, because, right, the reason why it looks like that, I know everybody's like, he's having sex with his clients, but that's not true. The reason why it looks like that is because, right, by the time you get to the table, you're no longer a stranger to me. I'm no longer a stranger to you.
So you have to get to know the client first before you can actually touch them?
100%, yes. So in the consultation form, first, everything that we do is very professional. It's very automated. So we don't send them anything. The website does it. It sends them a form where they fill out every single thing on the form. It goes to my assistant, which she sends it to me. And then I read the form to be able to figure out, okay, what is this person's need, right? And then when I call them during the consultation, I go into it deeper to figure out, okay, why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? And then that's when I figured out, hey, okay, because at the beginning, I used to study normal when I first started, right? And then I get to dip into this conversation where I realize that, hey, some people want the benefits of a massage, but they want it to be delivered to them in different ways. Some people want it with their shirt off so that they can really feel like, hey, okay, it's okay for me to be vulnerable because he's willing to go that far for me. Some people want it where your shirt has to be on, where you have to do this, where you have to do that. That's no problem.
Yeah, that's their comfort levels, the barriers and everything. Davi, you had a question.
Augustine, what are the lawyers for? Why do we have to talk to lawyers before we get a massage?
Yes. Well, any business that you have, you need to have lawyers. That's number one. Number two, right? We understand something like that. Some people are going to come in it with the wrong intention, right? With wanting something we're not offering. A lot of people call in and they're like, hey, I want a happy ending, 100%. Well, for this much money, because we are a luxury service, right? We're not asking people cheap money for it and things. And we offer you that service based on not only what you want, but also in a way where we don't go over our principle. Some people come in, they're like, hey, I want a happy ending, I want this, I want that. We make sure we have lawyers behind the scenes so that every paper we send you, they were able to look at it so that if something were to happen, because we know this is going to be a $1 billion thing, we know 100%, but we need to make sure nobody comes out of the woodwork saying, hey, she did this to me.
So it better protects you in these situations too.
Yes.
So it doesn't.
You know, the thing that's very important to understand is every single person that comes to get the massage, they get videotaped. Okay, it came from our lawyer saying like, hey, something like that, you have to video it just to make sure nothing happens. And before that happens, they're not doing the consultation call. They're not doing the discovery call. And we send them form where they must sign legally saying, hey, I give you the consent to use my video for content on your social media. And a lot of people do not give us that consent. And we let them know, hey, if you see your video anywhere, if you don't give us the consent, you have the right to sue the business.
Well, I know you're a professional, but since it does seem a little sexual at times, which I feel like a lot of women also like, because you know, you're not crossing a line necessarily, but that, you know, you see you're a handsome guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, both of you are rubbing, you know, you're rubbing your body and then your hands all over the person. Has a woman ever taken things a little bit too far when during your massage?
Yes, 100%. We've had like a couple women, you know, they didn't take it too far in terms of like, oh, I demand this to happen. Because once again, right, we know each person that comes in and then know us. So it's not like a total stranger, right? That's one. And, but there are a couple of times where it's like, somebody come in and wanted more.
How did that work out, Augustine? Tell us about that.
And there were people that offered an insane amount of money just to get a little bit more out of it. And I had to be professional because in the state of California, it's illegal to provide anybody any type of service like that and try to take it outside of that.
And that's short-term money right there because you can get to come up there but lose your whole business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's one. And also, remember what I said at the beginning, I have principle. We have lines. You know, we have a team. We have lawyers. We are professional. We're not biting on people. We're not, like, trying to have sex with people. That's not the goal.
How much does it cost? How much does something like this cost?
Yeah, we got to slow down a little bit because everybody says the accent is really, really, it's not hard to understand. Some ladies are saying, one lady said she had to adjust her hair. She's like, I adjusted my hair when I heard him start talking because I felt like, ooh, this is real. So they're loving the vibe, but we just got to make sure we get the information a little clearer for him.
Yes, I will speak a little bit slower. Okay. Yes. Okay. Perfect. So in terms of the cause, there are a couple of different things. It changes if you want me out of state. It changes if you're coming to me. Obviously, when you're going out of state, there's a bunch of things that goes into the travel fee and things like that, and everybody has to pay for it. But in terms of the prices, we keep everything confidential unless you come to the experience and then you want to find out yourself. That's not something we discuss out loud.
But that is something that you could do as far as, like, say, for instance, like Tampa location. Like, mm-hmm. Say there was 10 people who heard this and they were like, listen, I'd like to try something like that. So then you could be able to come to Tampa and they could book with you, and that expense probably would be shared over those 10.
Augustine, if a man asked you for your services, would you do the same? Do you work on men too?
Yes. So in terms of our services, it depends on what they want. So if they want the personal training, because we have access, we give people access to that. We give people access to nutritionists.
No. We're talking about massages.
Just the massage.
If a dude wanted a massage, he's like, I would like that massage you did with the Usher song. Like, I want that. If a dude said, I want a little Usher, would you give it to him?
Yes. So the answer to that question is no. And the reason why is because I've had a couple things happen before where I tried to do the same thing for me and it did not work out well for me. So there's a reason why I'm not doing it for men. It's not because I have anything against men, you know. So that's the reason why. However, though, we are working hard behind the scenes to bring other women any that can do that same thing for male also, because of the fact that we do not want to leave anybody.
Yeah, sign me up for that. When you get some of them ladies to do it, yeah, I'm good. I'm in on that.
Yes.
Have you ever had a jealous boyfriend or a husband contact you after a massage?
You know, Meredith, it's actually like it's... okay, so the thing about it is that most people that come in are like either married people or people in relationship, right? I know you're probably thinking about it, why is they doing that? That's probably cheating, right? But one way I want everybody that's listening to be able to look at it is that a lot of times, like, when you have married women that comes and they love their husband unconditionally, their husband loves them, they have kids, and you're looking at it like, hey, if you're willing to go this far, to get some kind of intimacy, to get some kind of sensuality from a massage therapist, you know, it says a lot about what's going on inside of your marriage in terms of what you're missing. And it opens the door. It opens the conversation so that you can be able to ask the question of, okay, maybe sometimes love is not enough, or maybe sometimes love is not all you need.
Hey, this is funny. Somebody says, I live in Tampa, and I used Augustine's services. I flew to L.A. to get my massage.
Wow.
A
lot of people actually flew here, and they left to go right back home right after the massage, just for the massage.
Somebody else just wrote, I'm literally supposed to be at work, and I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot for all of this tea.
It's very intriguing.
Yes, and one thing that I really want to capitalize on the fact that we offer different services. When a lot of times when people come to get the massage, right, and then I'm able to realize that as a professional, hey, my job is to figure out what you need, right? And then some people, I'm realizing that, hey, the massage is just going to give you a temporary fix. Any kind of service, unless you do it for a long amount of time and unless you put me on a retainer, you cannot put me on a retainer because I'm flying all of the time and I'm like booked up, right? So the goal is to literally not only give you the massage, but to be able to transfer you to our services so that you don't go back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
to how you were when you first came to me. Because a lot of people come to me because they have major pain. We're talking about major pain. They've had surgeries before. They're standing on their feet for an extended amount of time to open where you get to open where you're abusing the body, right? And then I'm able to say, okay, we'll give you the massage, right? But this is the goal. And then we have people that goes into our association where they have connection to their nutritionist, connection to their personal trainer. And then we get to talk every once a while, and they are actually entering our luxury health club and being able to get all of these high-class services. That's the goal. We don't care about giving you a massage, making it look great and get your money. No, we care about you living longer. And we know having a massage even every week is not going to get you to live longer.
Mr. Augustine, I have a quick question.
You gotta give us some pauses in there, Augustine. You be double dutch.
I'm just too excited.
No, it's totally fine. On our Instagram post where we were talking about you coming on the show, Katie_1031 brought up, some men expect this from a massage and it puts female massage therapists in danger. If it was a woman doing this, it would be shut down in a heartbeat. There are ethics in massages. Do you think that this ruins things for real massage therapists out there?
No, not at all, because of the fact that, like I said before, there are a lot of people that even came to me and they want the normal massage experience, and you give them that 100%. That's not something that's ever going to be shut down, because of the fact that there are some people that's never going to be open to that idea, you know, even just thinking about it is going to blow their mind, you know. But however, though, the goal, once again, is to go to figure out, okay, what education we want, what do we need to learn, and then to provide the service to how people need to have it. In terms of anybody getting shut down, no, that's not going to be a thing that's going to happen, because different people going to want different things. Mm. I might like a white car. Somebody else might like a blue car. They're both selling at the same equal way.
Let's see. Somebody asked, the person who went to L.A. said, I thought it would be exotic, but it felt like a workout. It was physical. There was the first massage I received that I did not get aroused, so it wasn't as sexual as it looks.
Yes, like I said, right, some people say, hey, I want this, and it's this, it's that. I want that feeling. I want that look, right? And then some people are like, hey, okay, I don't really want that. Whatever it did on your, whatever is this, you know, I want you to have your shirt on. I want you to let me know before anything happens, you know, and so on and so forth. And then another thing is that there's a stretch component that happens, okay? There's a big stretch component that happens. Most of these stretches, you're not going to find them anywhere. It's going to take some time before you really find them anywhere. And I believe we sent you guys some of the videos, and 95% of the people that comes and say, hey, the stretch is my favorite part. I know the massage, however the massage looks, 95% of the people that comes and say the stretch is my favorite part.
There's a certain stretch that Davi was pointing out before we got on the phone with you. That was with the lady that was standing up like on the table, mm-hmm. and your face was like right. It's kind of like up in the monkey. That's the only way I could describe it. The face was you was blowing kisses in the wind, and it just looked like it didn't look too stretchy, but it looked very.
He was massaging up and down.
I'm trying to figure out the massage benefit of you standing there working the lady with your face like nuzzled up against the business, what stroke is that?
Yes. So that was not a stretch, okay? That was a massage, okay? And some people come in and they have different requests, okay, in terms of, hey, I would like to try this, I would like to try that. And then my goal is to say, okay, based on obviously keeping everything professional, and say, okay, well, let's do this, let's put you in this position, and then let's give you the same exact feeling in terms of that stress relief that you're looking for.
You're a professional, of course, but have you ever yourself, while you were massaging somebody, whether they were fully clothed or not, have you ever gotten aroused during one of your massages or stretches with somebody?
Well, stretches, no. But when it comes to that, that's something that used to happen, honestly, when I was way younger, okay? The reason why it used to happen when I was, like, in Haiti, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, you know, is because of the fact that I was less in tune with the holistic and spiritual aspect of the whole thing, of the whole healing process.
I was less in tune when I was a kid, too, yeah. I used to have it as a kid, yeah.
Have to hide it with a book.
You gotta hide it.
Right now, like, right now, to be honest, like, in this current day and time, you know, the fact that I'm certified, the fact that I've served several different things under my belt, you know, I'm able to not only separate my own thing versus everybody else's thing, you know, but also the vision, the purpose we're trying to go after is so big where it overrides any of the feelings that would even try to come out.
You got a couple of folks that have said, tell my Haitian brother Sak Passe, so they are checking in, definitely.
Yes.
And you have other folks who are asking about your website on where they could find out about the packages or any of the information. So how would you prefer people to reach out to you?
Yes. So when it comes to the website, right, all you need to put in your phone is wine and rubs.
Wine and rubs. Wine and rubs.
Yeah, WineNRubs.com. Okay. The first thing that happens is a discovery call. You will see it all over our page. The reason why we first start with the discovery call is for you to be able to understand for 30 minutes everything that goes behind the door on the inside so that you know what you're walking into. And also for us to know not only who's coming in, but also what are your needs. For some people, their back is hurting and they're like, hey, I want a massage. The massage is going to take the pain away, right? And then you get to find out, hey, that's not really what you need. What you need is stretching, you know. Let's connect you to the stretching area. What you need is a personal trainer because you're moving incorrectly. Some people come and they're like, this is always happening to my body. I feel this kind of way. I need a massage. And then you realize that what you really need is access to a nutritional coach. And then other people come in, believing on that, other people come in for the massage, you know, and then you tend to realize that what you really need is access to a life therapist.
Right, well, so you got all kind of options.
Orlando's been very, very sore this week, and I know you don't massage
I'm waiting for his ladies. I'm waiting for the ladies.
Get a massage from his company.
From the company. When we bring in some ladies, I'm down. I'm definitely down.
Now, and once again, I understand. Justin, there's a lot of people out there that took it to the extreme. That's trying to have sex with other people. That's trying to give more. Once again, I'm not going to talk bad about anybody, you know, because whatever your client needs, whatever is that, you know. But over here, when you come over here, everything is going to be professional. We're going to respect you. And most importantly, we're going to care about you. The reason why we have these different calls before you come in is so that we can be able to show you, hey, we're taking time out on the forms that we send.
Now, wait, Mr. Augustine, you got a message here. I know I'm cutting in, but you ain't going to stop talking. All right, so it says, bruh, I was completely against this, but my Haitian brethren made me a believer. I'd be okay with my wife trying this as long as I could be in the room.
Oh.
Yes. So we do offer that too. Actually, believe it or not, there are some people that came in, you know, and then their men wasn't. And I've had this lady came in. Her men actually cheated on her, you know, and then she told her men the only way for her to give her another chance is if he pays for a massage and sit in the room and watch. And I've had different instances where that actually happened before.
Oh, my Lord. And, that's next level.
And it was good in a way because of the fact that you're able to learn what is missing in your relationship. And the goal for the massage is, one, to transfer you to what you need, because sometimes our different services might be what you need. But the other thing about it is that, like, you get to a point where you enter this conversation about relationship, about intimacy, where you start to ask questions on, what's needed? And then people are asking, and so many people are like, hey, I showed my husband this, and then ask my husband, can I go get the massage? And then my husband says no, but he went to the store. and start giving me the massage. You don't have to come to get the massage by me. If your man can look at the video and learn and provide it to you, that's still the same exact benefit.
So, somebody says, okay, hearing how professional he is, I've changed my mind. His accent was a big plus. Somebody else says, bruh, ask him about the OnlyFans. What kind of stretching you doing on that?
Yes, yes. So in terms of the OnlyFans, there's nothing that's on the Instagram. That's probably bad for marketing. But there's nothing on the Instagram that's out of. We basically took what is on the Instagram, put it on the OnlyFans. The reason why is because at first, right, because that's not something you see every day. We were trying to market it as much as possible. But there's like 5 posts on there from a while ago. I don't even know if people are paying for it, if people are watching it, because I'm really not in it.
Oh, okay. So you let that go because it's more about the branding. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yes, listen, you got a lot of people that are checking in on the information. It's wineandrubs.com where you can get all the information on booking. And I won't keep in touch with you because when you get them ladies in, you know, hey, listen, I'm out in L.A. a lot. You know, we can come on through.
Yes. All right. Yes, and we travel to different states because we wanna magnify this whole thing so that people can be able to start accepting something like that. Because, yeah, you might be against it, but you don't know what somebody might need.
Yeah,
somebody
you sound like you're feeling needs. You sound like you are. That's what's up. Hey, Mr. Augustine, I appreciate you checking in with us, dog.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. Once again, the team is very grateful. We're all excited to be able to not only talk about the brand, but talk about it in a way where we are humble, you know, because that's where everything started, you know, that experience in Haiti where there was no food. There was no water.
Yeah.
And I'm just really grateful for that.
Hey, man, appreciate you.
Thanks,
brother,
again.
Man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Listen, man.
Is your mind changed
accent,
a little bit?
The accent makes it a different look. And with the backstory with the Haiti, I'm with it.
Really?
I'm like that.
I'm more against it than I was before.
Why?
Okay, three reasons.
Okay.
You got to talk to lawyers before you go.
Okay.
He
said it was to protect him. Okay.
Of course, right. No men. Men are off limits. No,
as massage. Well, yeah,
because
I mean, but
because it's sexual and he doesn't want to deal with men. And
you don't want a massage from a dude.
I'm saying if it was as professional as it sounds, I think nobody would be off limits. And the dude's got an OnlyFans. Come on.
Well, he said it's the same videos.
He says a lot.
It's the same videos that he has on Instagram.
There's a lot of people with OnlyFans, Davi.
Right, yeah. Right. And they're not to be trusted. But no, honestly, this would be a hard pass for me. I would not.
So you're not buying a package for your girl?
Hell no. Hell no. Why doesn't he ever have clothes on? Where's your pants at?
He said, some people say, I want you to wear a shirt.
They request it.
And they request it. He said he creates it how you want to create
it. He keeps it professional. I mean, he broke it down in every which way.
Is your mind changed?
It's never been changed. I would absolutely sign up for something like this, but I cannot because I am married. And I know my man would never.
Because it's inappropriate.
He has most people that are married and with boyfriend.
That was surprising to hear because I thought it would be more like single ladies.
Somebody said, do they have a franchise? I want to open one with the girls.
Well, I mean, we'd have that here.
That thing would get shut down so fast.
I don't think we have that here.
You see all the spas everywhere going Kennedy.
That's the Kennedy. That's different.
It's all women.
Yeah, but that's different, though. That's like them old ladies being there, like, you know, like, that's different.
Rub and tug.
Yeah, that's different. This is him saying I'm applying some medical science to it and muscles.
I applaud the hustle.
Yes.
And he also looks like he's having a great time doing it.
So you get that.
But, bro, this is cap. Come on. Like, can we call a spade a spade? There's butt naked ladies straddling the massage table. He's behind them.
People are saying you're a hater, Davi.
I will be that, but I'm a realist.
I'm the realest hater out here.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.